The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com. On today's episode, I am joined by the Chamber team to enjoy some fun Christmas trivia, as well as go over some of the fun things that we have coming up in 2023. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
We have the Chamber team here for a little bit of a special Christmassy episode. We're going to be doing some Christmas trivia with the gang. So we've got Anna here, we got Inga, we got Sarah Beth, and we've got Hannah. Hannah, you know what? She does deserve a hand clap because she's supposed to be leaving on maternity leave any day now. How do you feel about that, Hannah?
I am ready. Let me tell you that. It's been a great pregnancy, but I am ready.
And we totally understand that. So hopefully this will bring some joy to all of you and it will be fun. So we kind of want all of our listeners to play along. We're going to give all the answers at the end, but as we go along, answer them in your head, see how you do. This is really just for bragging rights on the team because I don't have a prize other than bragging rights. Or I guess I'll end up buying them a breakfast sandwich one morning. Either way, it'll be all right. So here we go. I'm going to ask the first question and then you guys write it down on your piece of paper. If you have any commentary, feel free to share. Or if you'd like to hide your answers.
Oh, that's what I'm getting ready to do.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. Okay, first question. In The Christmas Carol, what is Scrooge's first name?
I don't know how to spell it, but...
Well, best of luck to you. I don't think we're going to base it on spelling.
Do we get extra points for spelling it correctly?
Oh, well.
I don't know about that.
I'm doing it phonetically.
Hey, that's okay. I think that works. So y'all let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
All good?
I'm good.
Yep. Check. It's rough, but I did it.
We'll go for it. Okay. Number two. Which popular Christmas drink is also called milk punch?
What?
You heard it. Are those crickets? That's perfect, Joe.
Milk punch?
Yes. It's a Christmas drink that's also called milk punch.
I have never heard of that.
I'll
just guess.
It's a personal problem. You're going to have to figure it out.
Okay, can I have a follow-up question?
You always have follow-up questions on these trivia games. Yes, Anna.
Because they're important, I think. Is there anywhere that we frequent that has this milk punch?
Probably, but I don't know.
Okay, that was less helpful than I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the menus of every single place around. Anna's like, I do. What the heck?
You should, Bree.
Well, I don't. So I can't help you with that one. Y'all let me know when you're done.
I'm as done as I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I mean,
just try. Give it your best try.
I'm just going to write.
Maybe just think of Christmas beverages and go for it.
So this is what I do at trivia sometimes. I'll just write the question and come back to it later.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, number three. In the movie Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Ah, wait, I know that one.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one. Where are they going?
Mm-hmm. Where are they going in the first?
Can I give a hint?
That's up to you. If you want to share your info, that is totally up to you, Inga.
Les incompetents.
Huh?
That actually is a fantastic hint.
Okay, I want to be real with you guys. I have not seen that movie in like a while.
What's wrong with you? Ugh. Fix it. Go home.
My Christmas movies
it.
Are like I love the Santa Claus and the Santa Claus 2.
I do love
that. And
oh
Elf.
God.
You have to watch Home Alone.
I mean, I just don't watch it every year. Right, I like well, it, but
new
or
tradition
if I see
for
it
you.
On TV, it's like. Already after they left and Kevin McAllister wow. is
just
you know,
stuck in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. That was a side note.
Okay. Well, does everybody have their answers?
No.
Yes.
Well, Anna, you gotta yeah. answer or write it down and come back to it later. Whatever makes you happy. That was question number 3.
Okay. I'm ready.
Is everybody ready? All right. Number 4. What did Frosty the Snowman do when a magic hat was placed on his head? I'm surprised like nobody's Done. Humming or something. I don't know. I have to do that one. I feel like everybody would be pretty good at that one. That's like a... That's number 4.
Okay.
Has everybody gotten number 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe.
All
I'm
right.
I'm going to do what Anna did and write down the
Yep. I can repeat them. Later.
You say it, and in my head, I'm like, everything goes blank. There was nothing happening in my head when you asked me that.
That's
question.
All right. That's all right.
It's the baby.
That's the excuse I can use right now.
There you go.
Yeah, just come back. Just let me know if you need me to repeat number 4 okay. later, because okay. I can do that. Okay, number 5. Who played 6 different characters on the Polar Express?
The actor's name?
Correct. Thank you for clearing
way.
That up, just so I make sure that I'm being specific enough. But it's the actor who played 6 different characters. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you guys seem pretty confident in that one.
I think.
All right, number 6. Which reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Which reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? And that is number 6.
Sarah Beth was just looking at my answer.
I was not looking at my answer.
Do we have cheating going on right now?
I think
now?
So.
You guys just locked eyes.
Son of a bee sting. She's turning the entire office against us.
Jeez, Anna.
Joe, you're on
I'm
it
I'm just
right
guessing.
Now.
This is what family counting. Game night is like.
Yeah, literally. Don't look at my paper. The question is... Which reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
I just would like the record to show that Anna is also sitting on the other side of the table for me, and I have terrible vision.
You're wearing your glasses.
You guys all have glasses.
And there's a cup of coffee and a jug in the way.
In between us.
I don't know. It was suspicious,
she definitely
guys.
She was bold enough to accuse you of doing it.
There was something suspicious happening.
It's a little sus.
A little sus.
How are we doing on number 6? Are
we're
we good?
We're good.
We're good.
All right.
Total
number
guess on my part.
Sorry, 7. Hey, that's okay. Number 7 is which Christmas song contains the lyric, everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way?
What's the song name?
Correct. You've got this. Just sing it. And if you have to sing it out loud, you might give it away to somebody else, but it'll be fun. You want to sing it. How does everybody feel about number 7?
Feel good.
Rocking everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 8. What 3 words best describe the Grinch? What 3 words best describe the Grinch?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm going to think about it.
Is this from the song or the movie or both? Mm-hmm.
It is from both.
Why are you the way that you are?
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
That's all I got. That's the only thing I can tell you.
I can hear it in my brain, and yes. It's just the words aren't coming to me.
Well, you're going to have three words, so you know you have to get that many words at least.
I'm about to say something controversial, and I think I've seen the Grinch movie like twice in my life. And
but which version? The cartoon or?
So, total, I've probably seen the okay. cartoon once and the original, the Jim Carrey one once.
Okay.
So I know that some people love that movie, so.
It's Bree's favorite.
I'm extremely disappointed in you right now, and I'm going to try not to let that affect this interview. I love The Grinch so much.
And I agree with you.
Dang, Joe thinks The Grinch is overrated. That's messed up. But you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so.
Well, for those of you that love The Grinch, if you've been around downtown, both Gourmet Goodies and Haven have a Grinch theme this Christmas, so.
That is true. They must. That must mean they're good people.
Festival of Trees had a Grinch tree.
Oh, and Festival of Trees had a Grinch tree. Oh,
that's fun. That. I love the Grinch. All right. Did everybody get that one or at least finish it in some sort of way? Anna, yes. Shaking her head no. Well, we might move on. And if I have to re-ask it, I can.
Yes.
We can come back to that.
We're good.
Okay. Number 9. Fill in the blank from a popular saying from the movie Elf. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is blank.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Bagel, bagel.
That is crazy.
So Inga. If you love the Elf, it is now playing at Theater Winterhaven on the main stage. And nice. It is all of your favorite songs, so.
Yeah, Elf is amazing. You should. You really should rent it. Christmas you really should movie. Rent it, Inga.
Save it. Say it again, and I'll just guess.
Okay, so this is the fill in the blank. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is... I hear it in my head. It's perfect.
Me too.
Inga, your homework is to go home and watch that.
You sit on a throne of lies a lot.
Yes. You smell like beef and cheese. That's what he says. All right, did everyone do their best that they could on that one?
Yes.
All right, are we on number 10?
Yes.
We are.
We're on number 10. Okay. Originally from Mexico, this red and green plant is used to decorate for Christmas. Anna, I expect a good answer. You know your plants and things.
I don't know all my plants.
I know, but I just feel like you would more know that.
You have the greenest thumb in the
yes,
office.
Yeah,
I don't think
I mean.
That I do. I've killed a few plants over the last
few
months.
Yeah, but look at the rest of us.
You should ask my parents. I accidentally killed one of their plants.
But at least
I was in
trying.
Charge of taking care of it, and it didn't happen very well.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying. You're the only one trying. I don't try.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
No, that's something. All right, we're ready to move on to that. Everybody's accusing our boss of cheating.
I'm not covering mine because I'm not confident in any of them. So.
Anna,
if you
be confident.
To cheat for mine, sorry.
You picked a bad person to cheat off of. All right, are we ready for number 11?
Yes. Yep.
All right. In Japan, it's common for families to go to this American fast food chain on Christmas Day. Just think of all the... fast food chain restaurants that maybe somebody in Japan would want to visit on Christmas Day. Anna, your face right now. For people listening who can't see, I just wanted them to know that you were totally horrified that I asked that question.
No, not horrified. I'm just trying to think. I think the answer is obvious, but I can't imagine myself going on Christmas.
Yeah, I get that. Most of us don't eat fast food on Christmas, I feel like. Maybe yeah. That's somebody's
are
tradition.
They even open on Christmas Day?
Apparently in Japan they
yeah.
are.
Well, I mean, I get that.
According to my research. All right. Number 12, y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which U.S. state was the first to declare Christmas as an official holiday? Best of luck.
Can you tell us what year that happened?
I don't know.
Can you give us any kind of hint?
Yeah.
Or something to point us in the...
Is it
in New England?
No, I will say that it is in the southern area.
Oh, man.
Southern.
That's all I got. That's all I'm going to say. This is the first state to declare Christmas as an official holiday.
Is it one of the original 13 colonies?
I'm not telling you anymore.
That was going to be my follow-up question, so I'm glad she asked it.
I have nothing else left to tell you.
Okay, we'll go ahead
in
to 13.
The South. What? Okay. Go ahead.
According to the research, once again. All right. 13. What is the most popular Christmas tree topper?
Hmm.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
Joe, how are you doing this? You're so good at that.
They're just so quick.
They really are. If he had a microphone, he'd have a lot to say right now.
I feel like they're quick because we're just so predictable. He already knows what he needs to have ready.
That's true.
Or maybe he's in cahoots with Brie.
That could also be
We don't do a lot of planning. Like, this is just off the cuff. All we natural. Want it to be as authentic as possible. All right, you guys got 13?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. What Christmas theme? Sorry, this is 14. What Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892? That one felt like everybody knew it. Everybody started jotting things down. All right. Ready for 15?
Yeah. Last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Before this is bonus. The last one. Unless we don't need it, which I guess we could ask it for fun. But what Christmas activity became popular by the story of Hansel and Gretel? What Christmas activity became popular by the story of Hansel and Gretel? It's not eating children. So.
I was going to say.
Anna gave me that look like, that is not the answer. And that's my hint.
Ah, okay. No, I got it. I got it.
It clicked. It clicked.
It made sense to me now.
All right, y'all ready for answers?
Yes.
Or do we need
bonus,
a
bonus? Bonus.
Well, we do bonus if somebody has a tie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
I'm Wait, no, I'm not jungle. Ready to answer. I'm sorry.
Wait, okay, so which ones you need reset?
Well, I don't know that I need any of them reset. Oh. I just need to come up with answers for them.
Oh, so you know what they are in your head?
Oh! Sorry.
Okay, something also clicked.
Was that number
clicked.
Two?
Yeah.
For number two.
I think I got the...
Did you need one repeated?
The I frosty just wrote one? Down something, and we'll.
You're just gonna
that
hope
probably
best.
Isn't gonna work, but we're just gonna hope.
Okay, all right.
For
anybody
a
else?
Few of these, actually.
Okay, so where are the McAllisters going? That's what I need.
That one is for in the first movie. Where
Inga gave a hint, and it seemed
it was
very
so
French.
Good. It was so good. The hint was so good.
But I don't remember them going internationally.
I can't say anything. You're making
okay.
Smart on me.
Just kidding. They definitely.
So oh it my sounds gosh. Like.
Did that stink eye help?
Yeah, it did.
It sounds like if you come to the chamber over the next few days, we will be watching Christmas movies as we work because.
Yeah, I'm truly upset right
I'm a
now.
Little bit offended.
I'm sorry, guys. It's
by
been a minute.
By the movies that haven't been seen.
I've seen it. It's just been a minute since I've seen it all the way through.
Do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
Okay. Well, log on tonight. Log on tonight and
okay,
watch
and
Home
watch
Alone.
It.
And
okay.
Actually, you know what? Do yourself a favor and just go ahead and watch the second one. It's also great.
I like that one, too. Okay. I've seen them both.
But just refresh just yourself. Dang, maybe I should have told you I don't watch these movies. Well, that'd be kind of cheating. It's kind of fun that it's okay. Reminding you of what you need to do. So, Inga, you got to go watch Elf. It really is fantastic.
Okay. So, three words to describe the Grinch. Okay, what was number 12 again?
Number 12.
The
U.S. state to first declare Christmas as an official holiday.
Not New England, but God. May or may not be a 13 colony.
Because I guess like
the watch, you guys are going to Google it later and I'm going to be wrong. But you know what? For the sake of this trivia, this is the answer that I found. Okay. All right. Does that do it for you?
I think so.
All right. So y'all just check next to your question if you get it right or wrong.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Low Payment Kings, powered by the Maholic Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Maholic. The Maholic Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Maholic Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
Okay. The first one is Scrooge's first name.
Ebenezer.
It is Ebenezer.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
E B E N E E Z E R.
Yes,
oh,
I got it right.
I missed that second
E.
I don't spell.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all can answer them as we go. All right, this is the drink that's also called milk punch.
Is it hot chocolate?
Eggnog.
Oh, dang it!
Yay. It is eggnog. Good job. All right, Anna, do you want to answer this one? Where are the McAllisters going?
I think it's France.
It's Paris.
Paris.
That was perfect, Inga, because she says that so meanly to him in the movie. Perfect.
You're what the French call
les incompetents. I love it.
Sorry, guys. Great, I'm so sorry to disappoint.
And Anna still wasn't sure after you said that.
Well, because it could be Canada.
Think they traveled internationally.
It could be Canada? French-Canadian.
Yeah, I get it.
But
get
listen,
that.
One but of my really good friends is from Quebec and didn't speak English until he moved here.
That's crazy.
So it's very okay.
But she was confident it wasn't international.
She did say
her
that.
Options were
well,
France
okay,
or Canada.
Well, okay, Canada is international, but I...
It's
you can
okay,
drive
Anna.
To Canada. You can't drive to France. I'm sorry, guys.
Well,
when
you
the way that you are,
I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
I just we're three for three on questions that Anna and I did not have the same answer to. So I don't know how I was cheating.
So. She's not a cheater. Okay, this has been confirmed.
All right,
this is where I go downhill.
Hey, you never know.
No, you weren't cheating yet at this point.
Okay. Y'all's eyes didn't meet until later. Okay, this one is Frosty the Snowman. So what did he do when a magic hat was placed on his
come
head?
Come to life.
Came to life and danced.
He began to dance around as the, but you know, that oh,
okay,
we'll
I did
that.
Came
will
to
you,
life.
Will you take put, came to, come to life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and he shouted, happy birthday.
I said danced.
He began to dance around as a literal lyric.
Began to dance and sing.
Yeah, so I didn't know that you were asking for the lyric, though.
I mean, I guess so. All right. Well,
half credit.
We'll let
half
it slide.
Credit? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll let it slide. That's my own fault for not thinking of you picking apart my question.
I'm sorry.
That's my own fault. All right. Number five. Who played six different characters on the Polar Express?
Is it Tom Hanks?
It surely is.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. What a guy.
No idea.
Hey, that's okay.
Has I need to go back and that? Watch for yes. what he played. I've seen it,
he
but
plays
I...
the conductor. He
and
plays
the
ghosty
guy.
Yeah. The little boy.
The puppeteer, right?
Yes. Yes. I should have written those down just for fun. But yeah, he plays like half the cast.
Yeah.
Which is actually really impressive. Okay. Which reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Cupid.
Boom.
I got that one wrong.
I had to sing the first part of the song
you know
so
dancer
many times.
And dancer and, yeah, me too. Thanks. I could have just asked you to name all of the reindeer, but that'd been kind of mean too. All right. Which Christmas song contains the lyric, everyone dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way?
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yay. Good job. All right. Number eight. What three words best describe the Grinch?
Is it stinky, stank, stunk?
Stink,
stank, stunk.
Okay,
no,
that's
I put a
okay,
mean
that's
one.
Right? Okay, I wrote that. I thought I got that wrong.
Hannah is so proud.
I would like to advocate
I wrote
for
that.
A mean one.
Well,
he's
I mean,
a mean one.
Okay.
Mr. The literal lyric, one, yeah. Again, it's another one that I should have, I guess, said lyric, but I wanted to keep it open-ended.
That is
so
a lyric.
Wait,
you did
didn't
say
you
lyric.
Say three words?
I know,
words?
Oh, but in one, the song yeah. It says, the words that best, the three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink,
that's
stink,
right.
Stink,
you're stunk. Right.
But... equally, I didn't say it was a lyric, so,
I'll get
but,
that one.
Yeah, I don't know. You can, I get it. You're, I mean, that would work too, I guess. Dang it, I didn't think I'd have to be so specific. All right, so this is the fill in the blank for Elf. So, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is
singing loud for all to hear.
Yeah, I got that one wrong.
Well, you know what, in fairness, you haven't seen it yet, so... You need to go
yes,
see it.
The most important word.
That is the most important word. Okay, so this is the one that I really want Anna to answer because it's about
it's
the
poinsettia.
Plant.
It's a poinsettia.
Yeah. The poinsettia. So beautiful. Okay. In Japan, where are they going for
is
Christmas
it
Day?
McDonald's?
KFC.
It's KFC.
KFC? Really? What?
I was
so
teetering between
do,
the two of them.
When I do Christmas in July, I've done trivia many times, so a lot of these are just ones that I know. But KFC shocked me. I had no idea. I thought it was McDonald's.
KFC, they have, like, KFC is more popular in
that's so
Japan,
who would've thunk?
Apparently,
huh.
than it is
yeah.
in.
Hmm. But you know what? I would have guessed McDonald's, too. So
I was teetering between both.
All right, this one, 12, you guys might have to fact check me.
Virginia?
I just,
Virginia?
It's Alabama.
Alabama. Whoa. That doesn't surprise me.
I wanted to
put
it on there because I thought of Hannah, and I just wanted to add it.
I am shocked at myself because
so,
I thought... I want to say Alabama because, you know, it's my home state.
Yeah.
And, but then
I put
was
Virginia.
Like,
I'm sure people are fact-checking me even now as they listen to the podcast. And if I'm wrong, I do apologize.
I'm upset that
but
I
but according to this paper,
right.
if you didn't put Alabama, you're wrong. All right. What's the most popular tree topper? An angel.
Okay.
Dang it. Between Angel and Star.
I put both and then I circled Star. So
yep. I crossed out Angel. Oh,
well. Yeah, I get that. I would have put Star too. All right. This is the Christmas themed ballet.
The Nutcracker. Nutcracker.
Boom. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay. Last one. What Christmas activity became popular by the story of Hansel and Gretel?
The gingerbread house.
Yeah.
Yay.
Making gingerbread
houses. That's not what I wrote.
I wrote cookies.
It's not eating kids, though, is it?
No. I hope not. No.
That is not the answer. Okay, y'all tally up and let's see.
Can we do the bonus questions anyway?
Yeah, we can do them anyway.
All right. I missed.
I got 10 out of 15.
I did
four.
Too.
I missed four, so I got 11 out of 15.
Oh, what about you, Inga?
9.
So Anna is the winner?
Ooh, I won. You know I'm going to brag about that.
Yeah. Well, we can do the bonus ones if y'all want.
Okay.
Yep.
How long does it take to grow a Christmas tree? They were meant to be really difficult because I thought we might get a tie, so.
Oh.
5 years?
Do you guys want me to answer it
It
now?
Actually, as the timber farmer,
it depends. I was going to say, there's a range on here.
Isn't
so
that like a foot a year or something like that?
Is it 5 to 10?
It's 7 to 10.
Okay.
But
okay.
That would have been my guess.
Huh.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But I wanted to make it kind of difficult because if there was a tie. The other one is, how do you say Merry Christmas in Hawaiian?
Yeah, there it is.
And did anybody else know that?
No. Anna wins.
I don't know how to you totally say it. I just know the last part because of the song.
Yeah, that's a good way to know it. Hey, you guys did it.
I appreciate that you sang it for us.
Oh, thank you.
What are you saying, Joe?
We're going to need you to play that one again.
He said, nope. It was an accident. Well, good. Thank you guys for playing Christmas trivia with us.
Thanks for putting this together, Brie.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. It's almost embarrassing. But
And thank you for indulging all of our questions and our nitpicking.
I should have been even more prepared for the questions that I knew would come. But
so
thank
next,
you guys.
So next year, technical issues.
Okay, yeah. We'll work some of those kinks out. Be a little bit more specific about songs, movies, and all of these things. But thank you guys. And for those of you listening, we hope that was fun and that brings you some Christmas cheer as we're going to be gearing up for Christmas here. So, all right. So before we kind of finish out the podcast, we thought it would be a great time to talk about all of the great things that we have coming up in 2023. That is a year that is coming.
My goodness.
That none of us are prepared for. I mean, we are prepared, but mentally, I'm just still back in summertime. I don't know.
Same.
I'm shocked that we arrived here, but we're here nonetheless. And honestly, the chamber is popping. We've got so many things going on, lots of fun, new, exciting things coming in the new year. So we thought it would be great to talk about some of the events that we want you guys to have on your calendar. Or get tickets for or whatever. Just we want you guys to be prepared for all the fun that is coming in the new year. So, Hannah, I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about Taste of Winter Haven since that'll be the first one.
Yeah. So you definitely want to make it out for that one. That one's one of our popular ones. It's going to be Thursday, February 16th. It's going to be at Venue 650. It's going to officially start at 6 p.m., run till 9 p.m. This is where you can try all the different foods, drinks from local restaurants, wineries, breweries. It's a ton of fun, live music. That one does sell out, so I definitely recommend that you sign up for that as quickly as possible. Don't we? We already have a ton of tickets sold.
We already have over
it.
100 tickets sold.
Yeah. So you, and it's right now as we record this, it's the end of November. So you definitely want to get those because last year I believe we sold out a month before.
And it's around the Valentine's Day, so it's a cute little like Valentine's date.
It's very fun.
Girls' night. Mm-hmm.
Tickets would make a great Christmas gift. So if you have some last-minute shopping to do, highly recommend.
Yes, and it's so fun. And if you're a restaurant, I mean, we're almost booked full for that too. So we definitely recommend if you want to do that, sign on real fast. It'll be great.
Also, I want to mention that we are running an early bird ticket price. So if you're listening to it now, this podcast right now, it's $35 for a ticket. But if you listen to this in the new year, you're going to be too late and the price is going to go up. So don't wait until the new year. buy this for your friends and family. It's a great Christmas gift. You can skip the socks. Don't get people underwear, perfume. Get them some tickets to Taste of Winter Haven because it's going to be a great evening.
Give them an experience.
Exactly. Yes. Is there anything else we want to hit on Taste of Winter Haven?
If you don't know what Taste of Winter Haven is, it's an opportunity to get like samples of different restaurants that are around Winter Haven. So it's a great way to kind of literally get a taste of Winter Haven so you can go back to those restaurants later because you know you like at least something on their menu.
Exactly. So it's a really great experience, a great way to get to know some of the local restaurants and things like that.
And
so,
breweries and wineries.
Yeah, absolutely. So that one's a really fun one.
Really good food. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll have prizes.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff at the end.
So. And there's live music.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
really
adding up.
Wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're just trying to tell you that you need to buy your ticket so that you're not left out of all the fun because it will sell out because it does every year. So that one's a really fun one. And then, Hannah, I don't know if you want to share a little bit about Community Fest as well.
Yes, of course. So actually just about 2 weeks after Taste of Winter Haven is our annual Community Fest. And let me tell you, this one is so fun. It's on Saturday, March 4th, and that one's like a family fun event. We're going to have bounce houses and games and a lot of fun vendors and everything like that. And so you get to, you know, see local businesses. And this is just a way for our business community to give back. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to have characters. So last year we had Spider-Man and all that fun stuff. So your kids can take some pictures with some fun characters, get face paint, balloons, all that fun stuff. And it should be really nice because it's only the beginning of March. So
that's true. And I just want to say that while I'm required to be at Community Fest because it's a part of my job, I love going to Community Fest because I get to see all the fun characters. And it's so fun because there are princesses and Spider-Man. And then obviously it's really cool to see all of our businesses come out and just try to get to know the community. And there are a lot of young families who come out and are just trying to get kind of integrated in the community and enjoy a free day, which is the whole point of it. And obviously, we want to thank Citizens Bank and Trust for being the presenting sponsor of that event. Yeah. Citizens is incredible, and they bring volunteers that day to help us because obviously you guys know that the Chamber is a very small but mighty team, but it's amazing to have, you know, volunteers. So if that's something you're interested too, we can always use volunteers as well. Is there anything else we're missing for Community Fest?
That one, it's free, like Bree said, and it's in downtown Winter Haven. So all throughout the parks right here, you can park and then just go walk around and enjoy yourself.
There's also going to be food trucks, so yes. You can also get tasty snacks and Italian ices and all the good stuff.
And back this year, for the second year, will be the Sports Zone, sponsored by Advent Health and Bond Clinic. So we are very excited to have that back as well.
Yeah, that was a really fun one. I love seeing all the kids try to do the little hacky sack. That was pretty cute.
And the obstacle course.
Yeah,
and
yeah. They
brought on the Cypress Gardens water ski team to do, like, pyramid photos.
Yep. And the
really
magic
fun.
And the Fort of Trapp. I mean, yeah. there was a lot
Swish
going on.
Was
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's definitely a good event. So hopefully you can get that on your calendar.
And we have some fun ideas planned for this year. So you definitely want to try and come out and see what we have that's new going on.
Absolutely. And one thing I forgot to mention, I should have done this chronologically, is Economic Summit is in January, which I skipped over. So I apologize. But if Anna and Sarah Beth want to kind of give just a little bit of a teaser for the date and where it will be. We have a lot more details coming, but I thought that would be a good one to get on your calendar.
Absolutely. So Economic Summit is sponsored by Bank of Central Florida, and that will be at the Ritz Theater on January 31st. It will start at 8:30. Doors will open at 8 a.m., and we will have a local economist or an economist to talk about the local economy. And then we also are looking at focusing on more of our workforce and kind of how workforce shortages are affecting our economy and when we think that might come back. So it will be a great event. We're really excited to kind of see what the economic outlook is moving forward.
And Sarah Beth, I know we have some fun things coming out this month, so I didn't know if you wanted to share a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we are really excited because we have partnered with Bump Galetta to do some cool Winter Haven merch. So we will have this month available in the Chamber Information Center, which is on our first floor of the chamber, some special merchandise that has bump logos on it for the city of Winter Haven. So that'll be mugs, shirts, ornaments, and more. So make sure you stop by the chamber to purchase your merch.
Yep, that'll be a good one. So mark your calendars. That's a fun one to come into the new year. And, you know, see all the people that maybe you've missed over the holidays. So that'll be a good one. So those are some of the big ones coming up right at the beginning of the year that we want to make sure you have on your calendar. We appreciate y'all's support coming out to those events. And hopefully they will be super beneficial and fun for you as well. So I think that's it, though, for us on the podcast. So thank you guys for joining for a little fun episode.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank and Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
And just as a quick reminder, the chamber will be closed on December 23rd through January 2nd. We'll be so excited to get back in the new year and kick off a bunch of stuff. But until then, I'm Bree.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Sarah Beth.
I'm Inga.
I'm Anna.
Thanks for listening. Happy holidays. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.